had always planned to do this. It's all part of our effort to make sure that the voter rolls are accurate, both from the standpoint of ensuring the integrity of the election, but also at the same time you can reduce the cost of administering election when you only have actual registered voters on the rolls versus people who were registered but have now left the state and are no longer eligible to vote in ours.
So how are you doing this?
Well, everybody that we have identified as from the post office as having moved out of state or moved within our state will receive a postcard asking them to either cancel their registration in the state of Ohio if they've moved out of state, or to update their address if they've moved within the state. And by doing that, we can eliminate potentially hundreds of thousands of duplicate or expired, essentially, registrations from the rolls, which will make sure that the integrity of the process is more secure so that we don't have the potential of somebody casting a ballot on behalf of those individuals, either purposely or accidentally. And then at the same time, we can reduce the cost because when you take those off, no longer does the local boards of elections have to send them mailings and so forth, letting them know where their polling locations are.
I was going to ask you about cost. If you're sending them something saying, hey, do you need to take action here? That costs something. But you're saying in the long run, it actually saves money.
It saves money for the local board of elections because you might be mailing out numerous pieces of information to these voters over the course of time. And when we can remove them from the rolls, that has the potential of saving costs at the local level.
And I had talked to you before about this idea of purging the rolls. Your big concern was that people who maybe are legitimate voters could be accidentally purged from the rolls the way that the group that brought the lawsuit wants to do it. The way that you're suggesting now, do you think that would keep legitimate voters on the rolls?
The difference is rather than automatically doing it like we've been asked to do, we are giving the voter the opportunity to remove themselves or update their address. That way we don't run the risk of removing somebody who is legally registered and thus denying them the opportunity to vote in the upcoming election. This is the best of both worlds. We reduce the number of people on the rolls who shouldn't be there and at the same time avoid any potential of an accidental removal from an eligible voter.
How many of these cards are you sending out, and how many people do you think could be removed from the rolls this way?
Well, we know that there are at least 70,000 voters that we've identified who have indicated that, or that we have evidence that they no longer live in Ohio, and we have several hundred thousand voters who we believe have moved within Ohio. So we will be sending these out. And we hope to get a good response.